It is a, quote, critical time in New South Wales, the state's chief health officer says, as authorities race to contain the cluster that's emerged from a hotel in Sydney's southwest. 10 new positive cases were reported in New South Wales today. What's vexing investigators, though, is that 3 of those have no known link to the pub or to other positive cases. Rachel Mealy reports.
The New South Wales outbreak was triggered at the Crossroads Hotel in Casula. Now, the New South Wales Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant, says the state has reached another crossroads.
Clearly, my advice is around the fact that we're at a critical phase. There's been several points where we've really needed the community and business and government to work together, and this is probably one of them. We're clearly seeing high rates of testing, high rates of cases, numbers coming from Victoria. But also we know that there's a number of controls in Victoria now, and it's important that we just mop up any seeding or mop up any transmission. I'm not complacent about the challenges of mopping up the transmission, but I'm optimistic if we all work together, we can limit community transmission. But we are only as good as each individual part, so it does require us to work together.
A woman in her 40s from Western Sydney, another woman from southwestern Sydney, and a man in his 30s from the Wollongong area have tested positive in the past 24 hours, but have no known links to the Crossroads Hotel. Dr. Kerry Chant says this is puzzling investigators.
Obviously, we are concerned when we find cases that can't be linked back, because it does indicate that we've missed a chain. So we will be re-interviewing cases and trying to ascertain any contact points and updating the community about additional actions.
The outbreak at the Casula pub is now linked to 40 cases. Dr. Chant had previously been concerned that some patients in the cluster were becoming infectious as soon as one day after contracting coronavirus. The New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, told Nine Radio they know of one patient who was highly infectious.
So we've got a young bloke from that latest cluster who, a good young man working hard, but he actually had one of the highest infection levels that we've ever seen. So his viral load was quite capable of spreading it to basically anybody near him. And that means that we all need to be on high alert. You know, it's our grandparents and our parents, particularly in their over 50s and with other illnesses, and the over 70s. Who are most at risk, obviously. We know that from the worldwide events and from what's happened here.
The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, says it doesn't appear that the virus has evolved, but that this fits with the overall understanding of the incubation period of the virus.
We've received some additional advice from New South Wales about at least one person who appears to have become infectious within 24 hours of being infected with COVID-19. The advice from the infectious disease experts on the AHPPC is that while this is unusual, it is not implausible. There is a wide distribution in the incubation period for COVID-19 and the time that people become and remain infectious.
He says the virus emerges differently among different patients and across age groups.
People usually develop symptoms within 5 to 7 days of infection, but may be infectious 1 or 2 days before their symptoms develop. As we see larger numbers of people with COVID-19 infected in Australia, we're starting to see examples of people with early infectivity.
The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd. Rachel Mealy with that report.